Beep a beep a boop a beep. Beep beep a beep a boop a beep. Go Bayside. Beep a beep a boop a beep.
Okay, everyone, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. And for newcomers, this is the Saved by the Bell podcast where I have a friend over to watch an episode of the show and then we critically analyze it for you.
Yes.
Academically.
Because it's impossible to uncritically analyze it.
It's right. It's not. It's a serious thing. That is the voice of today's very special guest, my friend Dana Gould.
Hi, April.
Who came over here to watch this? You've never watched this show in your entire life.
I've never seen the show. When the show was at its peak, I was very busy.
Right. You were being an adult.
I was being an adult.
Doing serious adult things.
Yeah, I was from 19... So when was this on? 1989 to...
Let me go ahead. The episode that we just watched is called The Wicked Stepbrother Part 2.
Part 2.
And the original air date was November 2nd, 1991.
Right.
According to my documents.
Right.
So that was I was watching it in reruns in the mid-90s primarily, but the original air date was 91.
My girlfriend had just moved out of our apartment.
How do you... Wow. You remember that?
Yeah. I remember. Well, it was a big event at the time.
Right.
And
so you didn't think maybe to comfort yourself with a few viewings of Saved by the Bell?
No, I was very into that was back when I was hot young talent.
Sure.
Here in town.
What do you mean back then?
Hot new talent.
Okay.
Hot new talent.
Okay.
Here in town.
Right.
So yeah, when was it on? Like Saturday morning?
Well, yeah, originally it was Saturday mornings. It would come on like after cartoons. And then for me in high school, it came on four times a day after high school in reruns. So that's when I really watched it.
This was at the time in my life when I would have brunch.
Right.
Like I would, right. Like 1991 on a Saturday.
You'd be brunching.
I would be with Janine Garofalo and Laura Milligan.
Right.
And, I don't know if David Cross had moved to L.A. yet, but that was sort of like my social circle at the time. We'd be off eating.
Do you enjoy rubbing this in? The fact that that's what you were doing?
That I'm as old as a tree?
No. That you were doing cool shit, and I was coming home from high school and watching this four times in a row.
You have to remember, I was also... My hair was not unlike the hair in this show.
Also cool, though. If you had hair like Zach's hair, that is awesome.
I had hair not unlike... There are photos of me that you will never see where I have a Mario Lopezian hairdo.
Like Jerry Curl mullet?
No, I didn't have a Jerry Curl mullet, but I had some stuff.
Okay.
I had a lot. I'm sure I can... I'm going to do this while we're talking because podcasts, I know, are an audio...
Yes.
An audio thing.
Yes, but you're going to personally show me pictures.
I think I can probably find one from that time if I Google image myself. And I encourage everyone at home to do the same.
Sure. I'll give them a minute. Well, what I need you to do, as is the format of this, though, I need you to give a short plot synopsis of this, just like four or five sentences of the overall plot, and then we get into it piece by piece.
We're picking up a second part of a two-parter.
Yeah.
And what it seems, this is sort of like, so you have to envision The Godfather Part 2.
Yes.
We're seeing how it all came together. Elizabeth Berkley, who seems to be wearing the world's highest waisted pants. another quarter inch of fabric and they would be turtlenecks.
Yeah.
It would be like a turtleneck bib overalls.
Right.
She is her brother or her half-brother.
Her half-brother.
From New York.
Yeah.
And because he's from New York, he talks like one of the Bowery Boys from a 1940s movie.
Exactly. You really need to know he's from New York.
Everybody from New York talks like this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Has come to Bayside. And has stirred up all sorts of trouble.
Yep.
And in a B story that is interwoven into the A story quite brilliantly, Mario Lopez and the guy who looks like the evil Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Zach Morris.
As opposed to all the good Nazis from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah, the Teutonic dream, the Aryan ideal that is Zach Morris.
Is. I think that's what Bronger called him, something like Johnny Aryan or something. But
Have screwed up Mr. Belden's car, and they have to fix it.
Right.
And their way they're going to fix it, to get the money to fix it, is they're throwing a fake raffle that Screech will then win, mm-hmm. and then he will give them the money to fix the car.
Yeah.
But the best laid plans of mice and men, my friends. And it's interesting to use Screech and laid in the same sentence.
Right. Yes.
Because I only know of Screech because he was a dude
that
did a...
So wait, did you watch Screech's porn?
No.
Okay, good.
But I know he did one.
Well, we talked about it, I forget, in a relatively recent episode.
It's hard not to.
Well, yeah, but I have watched all, I'm usually up on celebrity porns because I think they're hilarious. And soon I'm like,
it's amazing that
they're... But that one, I'm like, no, I don't want to see that guy's dick ever.
Now they're career makers. They used to be career enders.
Exactly. Yeah. You used to like go to great lengths to hide them. And now, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that was a good synopsis. Yeah, it's a part two of the Wicked Stepbrother thing.
Uh-huh.
And so this one opens with a recap. It opens with Zach. Oh, now I'm looking. Oh, you did have. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a head of hair. No, I totally saw it, though.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely encourage listeners to Google image search you.
You got to dig.
That was an impressive head of hair.
Yeah.
That I was
totally of the time, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I also had the belt that they wore, a lot of steel tipped belts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was this thing. What people realized.
Like Blaze of Glory style.
People realized around 86 that my belt keeps flying around.
Right.
We need to weight them down.
Right.
Like
with steel.
Like an underwater welder.
Right.
That's where those horrible belts came from.
That's hilarious. But your hair looks great. I'm on board with that hair even in modern times.
Oh, Lord.
Even in today times.
Let's see if I can find it.
But yeah, so this episode opens with Zach talking to the camera, giving a recap of what happened in the first episode. And then they're in the shop. They're in like the shop for shop class, and they're assessing the damage on the car.
Right.
During which time Slater says, because Zach's like, oh, dude, what are we going to do? How much does it cost? And he goes, let's put it this way. If you have a rich uncle, now's the time for him to die.
Great joke.
That's crazy. Like, that's a weird thing, too. Okay, you were laughing. Okay, you guys, during the viewing of the episode, there were a few things I said to Dana, and he would be like, really? That's what you're hanging up on?
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of this podcast, is like, I kind of do like to get into it as far as imagining this happening at my school, or imagining teenagers I know as a teenager saying these things. And it's like, that's a thing zero teenagers I know would make a joke about, like a dead rich uncle. Like, what?
Oh, no, that was totally. See, you went to school in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or in Georgia.
Yeah.
I went to school in Boston, where that would be common.
So that a teenager would make that joke.
Oh, totally.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was a thing. You just swear to God. And,
yeah.
And the worst one would be, swear on your mother's tits. Yeah.
My teenager said that.
Oh, yeah. All kids do. Yeah, they go right to your mother. Yeah, there was no, that was totally fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're of different eras.
Yeah.
But still,
indeed.
That's hilarious. Okay, so while they're checking this out, Screech comes from, like, slides mechanic style on the thing from under the car.
Who is, by the way, Screech is Ron Palillo.
He's totally like the nerd.
He's Horshack.
Right. But he slides under and like all the stuff. So that's why, and he's telling him, yeah, the oil thing is broken or whatever. Oh, another shot of your beautiful hair.
My massive.
I love it.
That's from the day that, by the way, that's about 1991.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. You were on trend.
I was on. Well put. Well put. My head had bell bottoms.
That's right. You were definitely of the time.
Right. I was of the time. It's sad to say.
But Screech, so he slides out from under the car. He also says, like, the oil thing is broken or whatever. And that is so out of character. Like, he's the total nerd or whatever. And, like, he knows how to fix cars.
That's bad writing where you just have to, your character is whatever you need him to be.
I was on
a sitcom called Working with Fred Savage in 1990. Seven, I think.
Okay.
And one week, my character was a Mensa genius.
Okay.
And the very next week, I did not know what a telephone was.
What? Well, that's it's actually funny that you say that, because that's almost exactly how they play Screech, because he is like a nerd and super duper smart.
A joke delivery system.
Yeah, and then later on, it is the kind of thing where he's like, what's a telephone? Yeah. And you're like, wait a minute, this guy's like a science genius.
Yeah.
Yes, but now he's a masculine, I guess, enough dude to know how to fix cars.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
Yeah. So, okay.
And tough dudes fix cars.
Right, and I'm not saying personally that I believe it's a masculine thing to fix cars, but in the Saved by the Bell
it is. Nerds don't fix cars. No, that was like Fonzie fixed cars.
Right.
That was not an accident.
Right. So all of a sudden...
Fonzie didn't write greeting cards. Right. Fonzie fixed cars. Fonzie also, if we could just digress, was significantly older than the people he hung out with, and he liked to talk to them a lot in the men's room.
Right.
Fonzie's a truly pathetic character.
Wait, that's true, because he was like way out of school, but still came back to hang out with high schoolers.
Yeah, he was like a weird old guy hanging out with younger kids, wanting to talk to them in the bathroom a lot.
Right.
He actually called the bathroom his office.
Right. Wow, that is super sad.
So sad. I just kept waiting for them to come and find Fonzie in the garage. You just see the boots.
Hanging.
Just hanging. Totally. That should have been the last episode.
Yeah. So he... But then...
And his last words are an
choking.
Cutting it. And then
that's
shitting
grim.
His pants.
Oh, jeez.
That's what happens, by the way, if you want to hang
it
yourself.
It is.
Yep.
I remember, this is super grim, but I remember in some history class, we were going over some sort, it was, whatever, somebody hung themselves, and and I just remember that there were pictures in the book, and it was like shit stains in the guy's pants. Other than like seeing his broken neck, and I was already oh my God, horrified.
Yeah, your body lets
shit stains made it doubly horrifying.
Yeah. I'd rather. Sometimes people shit their pants and they're so embarrassed they hang themselves. So a lot of times that happens first.
And then they whatever's
shit.
Left
yeah,
comes
exactly.
out. So it's like, hey.
A sandwich. Yeah. It's not even shit yet. It's still food. And they just dump it out. I'm dead. Just get it out of me. I think also.
This is really early taking a turn.
I also think that when you. If you're in like a morgue and there's a lot of dead bodies around, I think the air escapes them at random times. And you'll just have a dead body. Like
that like farts way
or
after.
Or you'll just be like.
You think they moan?
No, they do. Well, it vibrates the vocal cords when the air leaves the body. So it'll be like,
hold on. So you're telling me dead bodies for not immediately after they
several
died.
Several hours.
Will still moan.
You'll get like a fart or a.
How do you know this? Have you personally experienced this?
No, I read it about your hair and your nails grow for a little bit.
Well, I knew that. Yeah. I know your hair and your nails grow. I know that like you pee and poo or whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
exactly.
I didn't know noises.
Well, you don't
happened.
Go like, la, la, la.
What if you do?
Do, wackadoo, and a vodeo-do. You only scat is the only thing you do after you die.
How? Okay, we're. This is so off topic. This happens sometimes. But I really did have a conversation about this with somebody the other day because my friend Jordan is a nurse. She works at UCLA. And a guy a few weeks ago jumped off the roof.
Oh.
A guy in like the psych ward committed suicide, right? He jumped off the roof, lands.
Lands.
as you do. But she's a nurse, so she can deal with this. So she like went to look because she's like, I want to see what this looks like. She was freaked out because she was like, there's no blood. That's crazy. And I was like, well, that's not that crazy. I don't think it is because unless you have a cut, unless your skin splits somewhere, essentially, it's not going to be blood. She just said it looked like a rag doll.
Right.
His feet were like over his head, all that kind of crazy shit. But yeah, of course. I couldn't deal with it. But where was this going? Oh, it took a while for the people from the morgue to come pick him up. So they had to put caution tape around.
I think the operative term would be scoop him up.
Right. But my thing is, then when the person arrived, it was one lady. It was one morgue lady.
Uh-huh.
Who was like, and then just went on about her biz.
And
like,
I imagine his body had the consistency of, and made the noise of, a tube sock full of marbles.
But where this is going for me is that it was one lady. She comes to pick him up. That's her sole job. She's like, I'm a professional dead body picker-upper. How do you get that job? What's on your resume? On your resume? What do you study
it's
in college?
I happen to know. It's a natural, you go from waitress, shift manager, bar back,
morgue. Because I'm thinking, in that case, it's like, doesn't your resume just have to be like, I can stomach this. Yeah. I can stomach this and deal with this and won't barf.
Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there are several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.